Titus chapter 2. But you say what befits sound doctrine, that elderly men be sober, solemn, temperate, sound in the faith, in love, in patience. Elderly women should likewise be reverent in comportment, not slanderous, not addicted to much wine, teachers of what is decent, so that they impart to young women a temperate way in which to love their husbands, to love their children, to be temperate, pure, keepers of the home, good, subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God is not ill spoken of. Likewise, exhort younger men to be temperate, in all respects showing yourself a model of good works, showing integrity in teaching, solemnity, incorruptibility, sound speech, being incontrovertible, in order that whoever is opposed might be ashamed, having nothing base to say about us. Exhort servants to be subject to their own masters, to be pleasing in every way, not answering back, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that they may adorn the teaching of God our Saviour in all things. For the grace of God has come into view, which brings salvation to all men, teaching us that having denied ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live temperately and righteously and in a godly way in this present age, awaiting the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of the great God and Saviour of ours, Jesus Christ, who gave himself on behalf of us in order that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and that he might purify for himself a special people zealous of good works. Speak these things and exhort and censure with all authority. Let no one be presumptuous about you.